I'm Sean Bellent with Around Montgomery County on WSMI, and there will be a little irony as I talk to an individual with the Macoupin County Health Department. It will all make sense as I chat with Kent Tarrow about something exciting coming to Litchfield. It was discussed with the City Council this past week. It's a new opportunity for individuals battling drug addiction and mental health issues, and they can get treatment right here in Litchfield. Safe Passage is a substance abuse mental health program coming to Litchfield in a matter of weeks. Macoupin County Health Administrator Kent Tarrow is leading the effort, but before you say, did he lose his county map? He can explain it's not a county program, and he can also tell you about the benefits.
I did want to point out, too, that it's actually not the Macoupin County Public Health Department. It is the federally qualified health center systems that we run as Macoupin Community Health Center, Inc. Those systems that are funded by the federal government, Health Resource and Service Administration, actually, we go where the need is, and this is one of the areas we found where a need was, and that includes making sure more people have access to treatment and then long-term recovery services. Primarily, we're prioritizing methamphetamines, alcohol, and opiates, but actually, we'll work with anyone with any addiction. And one of the things that we're trying to do here is just make sure that people will know that the police department can be looked at as an entry point. We call it Safe Passage. We also call it No Wrong Door to be able to get into treatment and recovery. And the police will be looked at as a friendly resource to help get that started with the services that we provide now. Actually, we're providing at the Macoupin County Health and Wellness Center in Gillespie, but in the next month or so, we will be providing on the St. Francis Hospital Complex at St. Francis Way Clinic is what we're going to be calling it. In that service, we will be providing psychiatric care, ongoing therapy, as well as if there's a medication to help stop the cravings or help somebody begin their process of a lifetime of recovery. So we're basically helping people start with some medication where we can, but we're really teaching people through therapy a whole new way of living, thinking, feeling, acting, behaving, and organizing their life in a healthy way.
Certainly not only a great program, but important, because when I look at the issues we're discussing out there, a lot of times the folks who get treatment at, sometimes a pretty pricey private facility, that's through insurance. I would imagine a lot of the folks who benefit from this don't have insurance. Or when you talk about their life unraveling because of drug addiction, they've lost insurance. And this really, I don't think stands in the gap would really sufficiently describe what it brings to the table.
It really is important to know that the service that we'll be providing is for everyone, regardless of the type of insurance or no insurance. We take anybody that's willing to start to work on their recovery to a healthier lifestyle, regardless of their ability to pay. That's what a federally qualified health center is all about. And people who have had a problem with addiction, short-term or long-term, often do have financial problems that really don't give them a lot of resources to be able to go to places that, you're right, some of them are very pricey. One of the things that we will do is we will coordinate with all of the inpatient programs. Now, they exist in Springfield and Granite City and Alton and various other places, even out of state. Some of those do work with us in regards to also not requiring an ability to pay or any insurances. And we will coordinate with them to not only get the they used to call it detoxification, and we call it inpatient care. And actually, once they're stabilized, they will come back to us for a long-term therapy and recovery services we hope to develop throughout the service area of Montgomery and Macoupin counties. A lot of new support groups, a lot of new places for respite care, which one will exist at St. Francis Way Clinic. We hope to have sober living activities. So there's a whole lot of things that we want to do to help make sure that the community turns around into a recovery-oriented system of care to make sure that people realize we're championing their efforts and we're with them. We know that the more successful we are, the more people that are going to work with us. So we are going to, over time, be able to work on reducing the stigma that many people have regarding people that have had a problem with addiction, and basically helping us help them as well, because there has been that stigma and that, you know, there's no hope for that person. Well, we're there to give that hope. That's the whole idea of the program. Actually, the program is also the Safe Passage program, working with the Litchfield, and we're starting with the Gillespie Police Department as well. It's also a synonym as hope, not handcuffs.
I know there's been a lot of conversation about criminal justice reform, and some people may disagree with many aspects, but certainly this fits where, you know, whatever we see, if the governor signs something, and again, not asking you to get involved in politics or laws remotely, but specifically, it seems like the wave in this country is moving toward treatment, and it just seems to fit where things are going.
When the police are looked as friendly, when they don't have to go back to the same house or part of a community many, many times. And actually, Chief Orville Wheeler from Taylorville, who's done this work, he actually not only has worked with about 250 people over the last year when he started this in Taylorville, but they actually have a support group in the police station to actually have a relationship with the police so that they know how they're doing, and they can help support them and help give them positive reinforcement for their efforts and their successes. So those are some of the things we're going to do, because he'll be working with Chief Riker and Chief DePoppy as we open those two Safe Passage programs up. Chief Wheeler had told me that in his first year, there had been a 45% reduction in crime in Taylorville because of the Safe Passage program, and primarily burglaries, theft type things.
Kent Terrell, I have to think that this last year has only added to the struggles. People being isolated, people suddenly losing jobs, having time on their hands, not knowing what to do with themselves, being depressed. This seems to be a fertile environment for bigger mental health struggles and bigger drug addiction issues.
You know, you've got this whole concept down so much, I might have to just hire you to work with me, I'm thinking now, because you hit the nail on the head. We're preparing for, although I'm still a little nervous about it, a mental health storm, a mental health service need storm, and addiction treatment storm. As a matter of fact, many people with addictions do have some need for mental health care, even if it's just a reorganization of the thought process and feelings, et cetera, and how to organize their life. But we believe it's coming. And as soon as we're successful in tamping down the pandemic, we think it's going to hit us hard. Consequently, it is why that within our Philly Qualified Health Center system, we have 4 licensed clinical social workers, 3 licensed professional counselors, 3 licensed clinical professional counselors, 2 psychiatric nurse practitioners, and a psychiatrist, build our capacity to be able to meet that need.
You mentioned the stigma. It seems like when you talk about the stigma, people are starting to realize they can no longer say, oh, it's those people on the side of the tracks who have a problem. And people are definitely learning that, okay, especially now, I know I'm talking about young people in particular, but with young people and young adults being more, should I say, socially independent with social media and everything else, where they can live a life and it's harder to know what they're up to because they're not necessarily having friends by the house. They're not necessarily hanging out with people physically. And it sometimes may be harder to detect a lifestyle change. So people are understanding that this is not a socioeconomic barrier thing. It is all income levels, all neighborhoods. It is a problem that knows no boundaries.
The socioeconomics, there is no socioeconomics for this. You know, there may be some level of risk for people who have had a lot of trauma. And we sometimes look at people that have struggled with homelessness and poverty, et cetera, as part of that trauma. But I did want to point out that we do a lot of trauma therapy. We've been trained on some very specific techniques to help people overcome things that either happened in their childhood or as an adult. that is really causing them problems with living a healthy life and having unhealthy lifestyles right now. So one of the biggest risks for having a problem with substance abuse in adult life is trauma as a child. And I have run group therapy sessions myself, and I can tell you it's, holy cow, about 90-95% have had significant traumas, not just one particular one, but have gone through more than most people should ever even think about having to go through.
That's Around Montgomery County. We'll tell you more about this exciting new program coming to Litchfield in the days to come here on WSMI. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Sean Balint.